This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the Indian Child Welfare Act Monday. The Goldwater Institute challenged the law, claiming it does not protect children. The group is representing Arizona couples adopting Native children, but the court ruled the adoptions went through since the lawsuit was filed in 2015 and no harm was done. An attorney for Goldwater told Capital Media Services the fight is not over, with an appeal likely, and similar lawsuits in Ohio, California, and Texas. The Indian Child Welfare Act seeks to keep Native children with Native families. Tribes including the Gila River Indian Community and the Navajo Nation have joined Native organizations in backing the law, saying it has kept Native children from being removed from their homes and cultures and from harmful practices by state agencies and child welfare proceedings for more than four decades. The Native community, family, and friends of William James Hughes say they want to see the body camera footage of the incident that took his life during an officer-involved shooting Sunday in St. Paul, Minnesota. A Native Lives Matter group, family, and friends demonstrated Monday outside the American Indian Center in Minneapolis seeking answers. Local television news station KSTP reports two police officers were involved in the incident, and investigators have yet to release an official statement Monday or further details about the shooting. Family members say Hughes, 43, is a member of the White Earth Nation. It's primary day in five states, including Kansas, where Native American woman Sharice Davis is running for Congress. Her platform includes health care and women's rights. Davis encouraged female tribal college students at Haskell Indian Nations University this spring to get involved in leadership and student government. She discussed some of her own challenges seeking political office.
There was a lot of passive discouragement of me running for office. So generally what that looked like would be people saying, I'm not telling you not to run for office, but, and then it would be followed by a long list of things that they thought either that I should do first or that I would be more effective at. And I think that that's the kind of intangible barrier that a lot of women, and particularly women of color, face, is because on the one hand, we're being told we want you to run for office. And then when you actually make the decision to do it, you start running into folks who are being less supportive than what it seemed like they were going to be when you were in more of a public setting.
Her priorities also include Native American issues and gay rights. Davis and five other Democrats are vying for the nomination for the 3rd congressional district held by a Republican. The USDA is announcing nearly $350 million in federal loans to improve rural electrical infrastructures. Several tribal lands will benefit from the funds, as South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
The loans from the Electric Infrastructure Loan Program are split among 20 projects in 14 states. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says loan recipients will use the funds to invest in improvements to rural electric customers. Two cooperatives in South Dakota will benefit from the funding. The Morrow Grand Electric Cooperative is slated to receive $9 million to build more than 50 miles of line, improve 50 more miles, and conduct other system improvements. The company provides power to the Standing Rock and Cheyenne River Sioux reservations. A loan of more than $14 million is going to the La Creek Electric Association for new electric lines and line improvement. That company's service area includes the Pine Ridge and Rosebud reservations. Both cooperatives will use parts of their loans for smart grid technology, including computer applications, two-way communications, and other projects. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, one of the American Indian Science and Engineering Society's top 50 employers. You can join us at the ACES Conference October 4th through the 6th in Oklahoma City. Info at AISES.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.